Ukraine crisis. I'm Tim McGuire with an AP News Minute. Block by block, street by street, fighting continues as Russia's invasion of Ukraine reaches its 100th day. President Biden was asked by a reporter if Ukraine should give up the parts of its country now in the hands of the invading Russians.
From the beginning, I've said, and I've been, not everyone's agreed with me, nothing about Ukraine without Ukraine. It's their territory. I'm not going to tell them what they should and shouldn't do.
Two cities in eastern Ukraine bearing the brunt of the fight. Officials say only a fraction of the pre-war population still remain in the towns that have seen more than 50% of homes, factories, and commercial property leveled by Russian artillery, rockets, missiles, and bombs. Wheat prices have soared because of the war. Russia, the world's largest wheat exporter, wants sanctions lifted. But Ukraine blames the growing global food crisis not on the sanctions, but on Russia's invasion and blockade of its ports. I'm Tim McGuire.